Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Minerals and vitamins are a challenging aspect of livestock nutrition. Plant mineral and vitamin levels are often influenced by multiple factors, soils, water, and growing conditions. These environmental factors change between fence lines and daily, it seems. Therefore, each mineral supplementation plan must be created strategically. Here are 10 tips to help with free choice mineral plans. Number 1. Nutrients have a pecking order. Energy and protein have higher priority than minerals and vitamins. When reproduction or performance concerns arise, mineral or vitamin status often is suspected first. But these should only be considered after energy and protein have been determined as adequate. Number 2. Make a purchase plan. Accurately budgeting a long-term supply can avoid under- or over-purchasing. While this can be a daunting task, the benefit will be reflected in the operation's bottom line. A feed service provider can help estimate amounts based on product design. Number 3. Measure usage. Record when and how much mineral is offered and track consumption on each pasture. A wide range of actual consumption may be observed, but look for an average and compare to label directions. Number 4. Consumption is impacted by management and ingredients. Proximity to water, resting areas, supplementation of other feedstuffs, precipitation, feeder design, and number of animals per feeder all drive consumption up or down. A high level of magnesium is typically associated with decreased intake. However, salt may either stimulate or inhibit consumption. Number 5. Read, understand, and follow label directions. Understanding is always important, but especially so with medicated minerals. Know and follow the medication dosage and use details. Number 6. There can be value in custom products. Accurate forage and water analysis can aid in the formulation of custom products. After considering volume minimums, product quality and consistency, custom blends may be economical for some operations. Number 7. Focus on calcium and phosphorus. Similar to energy and protein, an animal's calcium and phosphorus requirement fluctuates throughout the year, based on gestation phase and forage quality. Number 8. Keep salt in mind. Depending on an animal's nutrient requirement and the free choice mineral supplement, additional salt may not be needed. Understanding animal need and the mineral label can save money. Number 9. Trace minerals come in varying packages. The feed ingredient market has several sources for trace minerals, and all have a proper use to be effective. A feed service provider can help you navigate the list of products when you're making a purchase plan. Number 10. Avoid overconsumption. While underconsumption can be costly if deficiencies arise, overconsumption occurs more frequently, reducing profit margins. To learn more about mineral supplementation, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.